Hi. So this is Christy Kaplan, and I'm recording this for Pet Life Radio. My blog is called My Life with Dogs, and my show focuses on health and wellness. I am very excited to have an Oregon filmmaker today. Portland-based filmmaker Casey Klonsky is with me, and she just released her short documentary called Love Unleashed, which I had the pleasure of watching last night at the Bow Wow Film Festival here in Portland. We're going to talk to Casey and ask her some questions, but just to give you all some context, the film itself explores the deep emotional connection between humans and their older dogs. It's a series of beautiful interviews, and the heartwarming short film provides insights into the human-animal bond and the nature of unconditional love. It recently won Best Documentary at the first annual Oregon Short Film Festival, which is so cool. And I had, again, had the pleasure of seeing it last night. So welcome, Casey.
Thank you so much for having me, Christy. It's great to be on the show.
We're so excited to have you. I'm just going to ask you a few questions for the audience. But first and foremost, it was such a pleasure meeting you. And obviously, the film is a beautiful film. Since you really focused on seeing your animals, tell me a little bit about the inspiration. I know you work with your mom, and she's been putting together a book as well. So if you don't mind telling the audience a little bit about both your film and then the inspiration behind it.
Yeah, so it definitely, the inspiration for me really came from working on a project with my mom at first. It was, my mom and I have always been very close. And so she, I jumped at the opportunity to be able to work with her on a professional project. She's a photographer and I'm a filmmaker. The project though came about as a real passion project for her. She's always been a commercial photographer with a very big passion for dogs. And she's always wanted to do a project about dogs, but wasn't sure exactly what it would be. And it started one day. She was at her insurance broker's office, and her insurance broker had her big bulldog under the desk. And my mom said that she couldn't focus on anything that her broker was talking about. She could only focus on Clemmy, which is the bulldog that was sleeping under her desk. And my mom said, can I do a shoot with you guys? And unfortunately, Clemmy had just been diagnosed with cancer that week and had, I think, about 2 weeks left to live. And so they said, let's get on it. Let's do this really quickly. Clemmy ended up being the first shoot, and I actually was there for that. It was in Vermont. And she ended up living another 10 months, but she was the first dog. And then it really grew out of that. It just became this big, larger project in which started word of mouth, and people would tell other people, and she got tons of phone calls, and people wanted to take pictures of her dogs, and then we got involved in different rescue organizations, and then I started traveling around with her to do a video series.
Obviously the film highlights all these different interviews. Over how much time did it take place for you to get all that content?
A good question. So she has been working on the book for about 4 years. I started traveling around and filming with her about 2.5 years ago. So that was a couple of years of traveling around and shooting people in lots of different places, everywhere from Alaska to New York City to, to Texas, all up and down the coast of California and Oregon. Yeah, cool. Just everywhere.
Yeah, and so your mom, is she based on the East Coast?
Yeah, so yeah. She's in Vermont and I'm in Oregon. So that also makes it really unique because we've been doing all of this from long distance, from across the country.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So of course, I have a senior dachshund who's about 13 and have lived with senior dogs, you know, on and off throughout my life, and also have a special place in my heart for them for sure. So there were so many stories in that film last night that were really great. The Great Dane stands out to me, but what story touched you? It was, part of me wants to lean towards, there were a couple interviews that were a little bit longer that had some really just, you know, beautiful emotion tied to them, but which one really resonated with you?
That is a really hard question. I think you sent me that question ahead of time, and I was like, that will be easy in the moment, and then it never is. Every one of them touched me. I don't think there was somebody I shot that didn't really touch me. And one thing I realized pretty quickly is that each person stories and relationships are just so unique. But I mean, a couple of them, I think one of the ones that touched me the most was there is a woman in San Francisco who rescued this dog named Eno. And you know, I don't know if you remember the dog with his tongue out. He's everybody's favorite dog in the movie. not spoiler alert.
He's
just been recently blind, mm-hmm. and she took him in, and she was blinded about a couple months after she took him in, and she made it her mission. This is Linda out of San Francisco, to let him experience all the things that he could when he had eyesight, but she would take him around and, you know, they would do walks in the park or try to give him like all these other senses, so that he could still experience life the way that he did when he had eyesight. And there's just things like that that were just so incredible. Another family that stood out to me, was one in San Diego that they're, all they do is they take in senior dogs. They don't take in puppies, or they don't buy puppies anymore. So they have up to 5-6 senior dogs at any given time. And we walked into their house, and there was just senior dogs sleeping everywhere. And it was so peaceful and wonderful. And, you know, her name is Allie, and this beautiful family. And she just said, one day we realized this is what we're supposed to do with our lives. We're supposed to take in the senior dogs. I mean, there was just so many stories that touch me.
That's amazing. You know, I love that story too. The senior family.
Yeah.
I mean, the pug.
They're alone. There are, you know, there are tons of people that do that. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.